This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. There were a host of upsets and great matches on day 8 at the Open. Number 3 seed Maria Sharapova was the biggest upset, losing to the 20th seed Dominika Sibulkova, as she revealed she's been battling an injury here.
I had a bit of a strain, trainer told me, in the hip area. I mean, I haven't been playing the best tennis throughout this tournament, but I found ways to get through the last few matches, and I try to do that again today, but she played extremely well. So on that note, I have to look at the positives and see where I've come from in 4 or 5 months. I haven't played a lot of tennis in those 6 months.
Maria may not have got the win, but it seems she made a friend today.
How long does it take you to get over the disappointment?
You have so much good self-esteem when you speak. It's really nice.
You too.
What was the question? I was just admiring your form.
I admire yours. But how long does it take you to, all right, I've lost today, I can get over that?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, I'll be genuine about it. It's never easy.
Dominika was over the moon with her 3-set win.
I don't want to say I can't believe that I won, but it's it's just too short, and I'm just really happy about everything. I went on the court, I was more than 100% sure that I really can beat her in the important match, on the Grand Slam.
We felt a fight brewing when Dom thought Maria's failure to serve well was more of a tactic than due to injury.
When the match was coming to the end, I was getting a little bit angry about that, I was keep talking to myself, why she's doing that, and I knew it was on purpose. I thought it was on the purpose, but it was maybe just a few seconds. I let my thinking go away.
Agnieszka Radwanska had an easy win over Muguruza last night, but she has 2-time winner Victoria Azarenka to beat next.
I think I have to even play better than today to beat her. Obviously, she's playing great tennis, and especially here, defending champion, so I think I have nothing to lose, so hopefully I can replay my best tennis and we'll fight.
Aga says she has trouble sleeping after a night match, so what better way to relax yourself than watching a program about retribution?
Well, to be honest, for me, it's no chance to fall asleep until 4 hours after the match, so now some tricks. My massage, and I think I would just watch some TV series and then try to fall asleep.
What TV shows are you watching now?
I'm not watching Revenge, the third season.
Do you know who shot her?
No, don't tell me!
Rafael Nadal played a quality match with Japan's Kei Nishikori yesterday afternoon. The victory may have only been in straight sets for Rafa, but each went for over an hour.
It's true that was in 3 sets. I feel lucky that I won in 3 sets today because every set was very tough, but playing for every set more than 1 hour is because the match was very close. He was playing great. It was a lot of tough points. I had to run a lot.
Rafa broke a shoelace in the heat of battle, but he assures us it's fine now.
Nike shoes are very good. Never broke.
Nishikori knew he was very close to taking the world number one to 5 sets.
First of all, it's really disappointed because, I had some chances to at least get 1 set and I couldn't. I mean, both tiebreaks, he was playing much better. He lays his level and he was playing good. I think I was playing well to not beat them, but, have some chances to, at least win 1 set.
Frenchman Joe Wilfried Tsonga got so frustrated in his loss to Roger Federer, he not only hit a ball, but it went right over the wall of Rod Laver Arena.
Did that help relieve your frustration a little bit?
Yeah, of course. Sometimes you keep it for you and then it's going bigger and worse and you need to deliver. So for me it was important. Then I played better and I was close to come back in the match, but unfortunately it was too good. I'm still confident and I will continue to work hard and believe in me to try to achieve one of my dreams.
Scott Andy Murray was also frustrated when he had trouble closing out his match with Frenchman Stéphane Robert, so he gave us all a lesson in how to smash a racket properly.
Sometimes it's necessary, I'd had, 3 match points. I'd put in a lot of hard work into that third set. I maybe lost concentration when I served for it. The head rackets, they break fairly easily, so I try not to bounce my racket much. But a lot of guys sort of hold it by the throat and kind of throw it face down, and that would be how you would throw it if you didn't want to break the racket. Whereas if you just go kind of flat with the frame, or if you just hit, the frame like... the racket's gone straight away.
You wanted it to die.
It's not living, so... I don't feel like I killed it, but I won't be getting used again.
Andy seems to sense an opportunity to beat Roger Federer in the quarterfinals, as Roger is now seeded the lowest he's been in 5 years at Melbourne Park.
Obviously, the last couple of years he's lost a little bit more, but, I think last year he could see at periods he was struggling with his back.
It's hard not to be excited about the new Frenchman on tour, Stéphane Robert, as he still seems excited and jokes around even when he loses.
I don't play casino anymore. No, but I didn't go to the casino like for like 3-4 days now. I want to be focused a little bit on the tournament and maybe I go back later.
There was yet another drama in Sloane Stephens' loss to Victoria Azarenka this year, as Sloane was accused of aiming a ball at Azza.
I thought she was going to move and she didn't. I don't know what was happening, but didn't think that would ever happen.
And when Sloane was caught on camera celebrating Serena's loss to Ivanovic, she wanted to clear up the misunderstanding before she left Australia.
At the end of the match, Ivanovic's coaches pretty much gave each other headbutts and kisses, and so Andrew and I were like, oh my god, we're going to do the same thing, and we were so excited. And then, of course, then it's like, I'm cheering against Serena, which had nothing to do with it.
This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.